Another witness, all appear to speak anonymously for fear that Taliban jihadists would target them. As they were attempting to enter the airport after the terrorist organization commanded Afghans not to, blamed the Taliban itself for part of the chaos. Taliban jihadists were fully in charge of security at the airport at the time. As the Turkish government, previously tasked with the job, had abandoned the Kabul airport a day earlier. The Taliban then started firing in the air to disperse the crowd. A witness identified only as Mila told agents France-Presse, AFP, referring to the moments immediately after the first explosion. I saw a man rushing with an injured baby in his hands. Early images from the scene surfacing on Thursday showed Afghan civilians using wheelbarrows to cart around some of the victims, covered in blood and clearly incapable of walking. Vans and other vehicles clearly not designated for emergency use surrounded emergency hospital in Kabul, flooding the already overwhelmed hospital with bombing victims, many already in critical condition. The head of Emergency, an NGO that offers medical attention in war-torn areas, told NPR on Thursday that the group's hospitals were already about 80% full before being flooded with patients. Adding to the chaos are desperate relatives seeking information about their loved ones while the hospital struggles not just to treat, but to identify the victims. It's very difficult because there's a lot of confusion around. There are also a lot of people knocking at the door of the hospital to ask if one of their relatives is there. Is among the patients because everybody was scattered around, Ross Alamichio explained. Tihe are mainly coming from the airport, women. Children with also very complicated and severe injuries. Multiple traumas because the shells of the explosion hit limbs but also the belly, the chest. The latest estimates place the current death count at press time at 108 people, 95 Afghans and 13 American military personnel, according to multiple international news agencies citing Afghan officials. The agencies did not clarify if the Afghan officials are Taliban representatives, given that the Taliban are the only thing close to a functional government currently active in Afghanistan. Those providing the tolls suggest the casualties are almost certainly much higher given how much work remains to be done in digging bodies out of the sewer trench where the bombing occurred. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.